Audio Morning Brief, this is Rich Posen for Critical Point, 7:17 a.m. Eastern Time, November 21st. This is for the U.S. grain markets. In the December wheat market, we have a new low compared to the prior 2 weeks. We're going with a level 3 bottom 2 weeks ago, therefore the next bottom is due near the end of this week, on into next. With the holiday, we say it delays into next. Level 3 top occurred last week. Market is quite oversold, warning it might have limited downside, even though it's supposed to go lower. And yes, we should be looking for a bottom. We should be looking for a reversal higher. We do believe the larger level 2, level 1 trends will bottom with this coming level 3. Okay, so a positive weekly reversal this week, next week, probably a sign of level 2, level 1 bottoms, and it can bounce for a while during December. Also, trade above yesterday or last week's high would be a signal, probably level 2, level 1 bottoms. For this level 3, trade above any of the recent daily highs, closes above the 5-day average, maybe a significant positive reversal later this week would signal probably a level 3 bottom, but not convinced it can bottom today or tomorrow. It's looking more like possibly Wednesday, but I prefer later on into early next week, okay, for that bottom. So I think there's more downside here for the wheat. It's running later than we wanted now for the level 2, level 1, but that's okay. And if we get a positive reversal week this week or next, and it'll probably be next, then I think we're on our way for a bounce in wheat. And trade back above 840 on a closing basis also would be a sign, probably level 2, level 1 bottoms in place for the wheat market. In the mean side, downside could be as low as about 750 right now. Let's go to January soybeans. The wheat was a December Chicago wheat. Now the market, if it placed a level 3 top last week, then it was earliest allowed, a rule violation, but maybe we just couldn't time it. If so, the market can rally next 1.5-2 weeks because it probably placed a level 3 bottom last week. The problem with that forecast is we think the market was broken up, choppy, sloppy. They gave in a little too early. They didn't know what to do, where they were going, and then somebody blinked to the sell side and they ran for it. So we think what it's doing is just making a little pop, picking its head up a little bit here. And if it didn't top Friday for level 3, it's going to top today, tomorrow, Wednesday for level 3. And as we look out to next week, we ought to have lower soybean prices. So to make us think differently, they're going to have to rally this all the way back to 1460. In the meantime, any bounce from here is probably just a fake out, and they're just going to fade it and put it back down. And then if we can get it to trade below last week's low at 1406¾ for the January soybeans, that's a bearish indication to revisit 14 down to 1380 in coming days, weeks. We think the larger trends are down into December. So we think this is a knee-jerk reaction. Working against us, this is that oversold daily indicator. That could be a sign they are going to hold it up, or it's going to be range trade over the next 1.5-2 weeks, that it might be a struggle to get it down there. But right at the moment, the best forecast is there's still lower soybean prices coming. Major resistance is 1460 on up to about 1470, and there's downside potential to 14 to 1380. And overnight might be a sign they're ready to start knocking that market down. All right, let's move to the December corn now. And on the December corn, I'm pleased with the overnight down 5 cents. It was probably a level 4 top on Friday. That was probably a test of the high of the week, okay, placed on, I believe, Tuesday, November 15th at 675. Trade above 675, then we got some problems here. It might be a brand new level 3 uptrend. It may even be something more important in coming weeks here for the bigger trends. But we think really it was just testing and it's ready to go down. We think a level 3 bottom was placed last week just ahead of the top. We think the level 3 trend is down into next week, okay? But we'll just have to see. Watch Friday's high. That might be a clue something's wrong. Watch last week's high, which also would mean something different, something more bullish, where they might do the exact opposite. It's going to be higher by next week. Daily indicator is neither overbought. It's closer to overbought than mid-range or oversold, and it's trying to roll over and act bearish. But again, a level 4 top was probably on Friday. A level 4 bottom is due late today into tomorrow morning, so it can be up by tomorrow. And maybe they turn it up today. That is going to be a positive reversal. But I think basically we want to just stick with our scenario. Corn ought to go lower in the next week. Looks like everything should go lower in the next week, but it is a holiday week. where low volume can increase volatility and do some crazy sloppy things on us, okay? At any rate, I want to give it more downside, even though we got to pay close attention to South America. There could be some developing issues there. And where are we going with La Nina? Okay. But for the moment, it looks like we want to still give it some time for these grain markets to move lower. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.